Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series, Spiritual Authority. In this series, you will learn the authority that Christ has given to you. Join us for this series. It'll change your life. Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series on spiritual authority.
欢迎大家今天继续收看我们好消息关于属灵权柄这个系列。
Today's session, we want to speak about delegated authority.
今天我们要继续谈的是神所拣选的权柄。
Let's have a look in a verse in James chapter 4 and verse 7.
我们来看雅各书第四章七节。
We'll start it in verse 6.
从第六节开始看。
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
God's desire is that you have authority to defeat the works of the devil wherever you are.
神他的渴望是希望你今天 不论在何时何地，你身上都有一个权柄可以抵挡魔鬼。
He points out in this verse that if there's pride, God will resist pride, but when there's humility,God will empower us.
但是在前面第六节我们看到在神的眼中只要是你是骄傲的人他就不会帮助你但是只要你谦卑神就会把权柄赐给你。
So it tells us if we submit to God,
所以他说只要我们顺服神
if we position ourselves under the authority of God and his delegated authorities,
只要我们愿意把自己定位降服在神的权柄以及神所拣选的权柄底下
when we resist the devil, he will flee.
那个时候我们抵挡魔鬼的时候魔鬼就一定会逃跑。
So God's desire is not only you be free from demonic troubles,
所以神的渴望不仅是你要完全脱离这个邪灵的权势
but you learn how to exercise authority whenever evil spirits are bound.
而且他要你能够不管在任何地方感受到这个邪灵的一个逼迫你就有权柄抵挡他们。
So in order for us to be able to have authority over evil spirits,
那既然我们要能够有这样的一个权柄来抵挡魔鬼
We ourselves must receive that authority from God.
那首先我们一定要先直接从神领受这样的权柄
Authority in this area means a delegated legal right to speak and act on behalf of God.
那在这个地方我们今天要谈的权柄是特别神拣选出来然后让我们在这个地方里面这个领域里头就能够来抵挡魔鬼
It means a delegated right to destroy the works of the devil.
这个所谓的是由神他特别拣选分配出来的一个权柄然后给我们这样的合法权利来抵挡魔鬼
So two keys are in that verse.
那在这一节里面就有两个主要的关键
One is the word submission.
第一个是顺服
and the other is the word resist.
第二个就是抵挡
So in the last session, we shared how to exercise spiritual authority.
我们在上一集有谈到你要怎么样的来运用操练你的属灵权柄
In the next session, we'll share specifically how you exercise spiritual authority over demonic pressures on your own life.
那接下来我们要谈的就是你要在你的实际生活上面怎么样的来运用出这个属灵权柄
But first we need to position ourselves so we are empowered to do this.
但是前提是你必须先把自己放在这个神的权柄底下
Without being backed up by God's authority and power, you will be overcome.
我们要明白的是没有神作为我们的靠山我们就没有办法抵挡魔鬼
So submission to God
所以首先降服于神
means literally to position yourself under his leadership and directionSo together you can win the victory.
这个意思是说是我们要愿意完全的顺服神的权柄以及神他所 给我们的命令。
So submission to God comes down to obedience to him.
所以这个降服于神就代表我们要完全的顺服他。
Out of a heart that willingly responds to his leadership and authority.
这个表示我们心甘乐意的愿意来顺服他的权柄。
But submitting to God also means we recognize and submit to the authorities God has set in place.
那这个顺服神的权柄也包含了另外一件事情就是在我们生命当中神所量给我们拣选出来放在我们上面的权柄。
We will soon see from scripture that it's impossible to say I submit to God And then we rebel or resist the authorities he's placed in front of our life.
我们待会会从经文帮助大家去看见，我们不能够只是单纯讲，哦，我顺服神，但是我却不顺服神摆在我生命当中一些在我上面的权柄。
So let's look at where spiritual authority comes from.
那我们现在从经文来看，属灵权柄是在哪里？
The origin of delegated spiritual authority.
也就是去找出神起初他所拣选安排的这种属灵权柄。
First,God is the ultimate source of spiritual authority.
首先我们一定要清楚神他才是最原始的属灵权柄的源头。
Genesis 1 and verse 1.
这是在创世纪的第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我们知道神起初创造天地。
God created the heavens and the earth.
所以神一开始创造天地。
Because he's the creator.
那因为他是造物主。
He is the ultimate or supreme authority.
所以我们就知道他是最高的这个权柄来源。
He's the only one with ultimate authority.
所以他是唯一拥有这个最高权柄的人。
And he has the right to delegate or share some of that authority with other people.
因此他也有这个权利能够把他的权柄来分赐给他所拣选的一些人。
It tells us in Genesis chapter 1.
那这个是在创世纪的第一章。
Not only did God create the heavens and the earth.
不仅是刚才第一节说神创造天地。
But it also points out something else.
还有我们看到另外一些。
It said the earth was without form and void and darkness was on the face of the deep.
他在第二节讲地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗。
The earth was without form or had no order. It was in a place of confusion.
那我们更详细的讲，就是整个地面呢，它是完全没有次序。
And it was chaotic and in need of government.
是非常的混乱。这个空虚混沌就表示说需要有神的次序出现。
And the reason for this chaos and darkness and lack of order.
那之所以在那个时候是这样的空虚，然后一片的混乱黑暗。
Was because one of the angels, the archangel Lucifer.Had rebelled against God's authority and taken one third of the angels with him.
那是因为在那个时候，神他那时候所造的天使当中就有一位他背逆神，然后带着天上的整个三分之一的天使一起堕落。
So wherever there's chaos,
所以任何一个地方只要没有次序
，God desires to bring order.
神他就要恢复那里的次序。
So God created man to represent him.And to extend his government in the earth and bring order again.
所以在那个之后，神他就创造了人，希望借由人能够恢复他起初的那种次序。
I want you to look with me in Romans chapter 13.
那我们现在来看在罗马书的第十三章。
And there's a verse here which talks about delegated authority.
在这个地方就很清楚的有看到神所拣选分赐的一些权柄。
So God always establishes order.
我们要知道神一定在神国里一定有次序。
Kingdom of God is a very ordered kingdom.
神的国是很有次序的国。
Even the angels are ordered in ranks.
即便是天使在他们当中也有阶级之分。
They have different levels of authority.
他们有各种不同层次的权柄。
So God establishes divine order or way of doing things.And then he delegates authority.
所以神首先呢是在他所做的事情当中，他有次序，然后在这个次序当中，他就会在选立一些权柄。
Because God is supreme authority,
那因为神是至高权柄
，He has the right to declare how things should function.
所以他就有这个权利来宣布事情要怎么样的来运行。
He has the right to establish the way it ought to function.
那他也有权利来选择所有的事情要怎么运作。
So there's an order in the physical world.
所以在这个实质的这个世界上面，我们知道有次序。
Everything is subject to rules.
那每一件事情都按照一个定律在运转，大自然的法则。
The Bible says God upholds those with the word of His power.
然后在圣经又告诉我们是借由神的话语来支撑这一切的法则。
God has an order for human relationships as well.
那同时，神对于人际关系也有他的次序。
A society or community without order would be chaotic.And destructive.
我们想想，一个社会如果没有任何次序，那就是一片的混乱。
So when we look in the Bible, we find God has established order in relationships.
那我们从圣经里头可以看到，神对于人际关系就有立定他的次序。
Look what it says in Romans 13, verse 1.
这是在罗马书十三章一节。
Let every soul be subject to governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
For rulers are not a terror for good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what's good, and you will have praise of the same.
做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善。
For he is a minister of God to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God to execute wrath on him who practices evil.
因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，就当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是伸冤的，刑罚那作恶的。
So notice it says, let every soul be subject to governing authorities.
所以在第一节他很清楚讲到说，人人就是每一个人都要顺服有权柄的。
And there's that word submit again.
那这个地方又看到顺服这个字。
Hupotasso.
那这个顺服它叫 upotasso.
Position yourself under the governing authority so you can work together for good.
这个字的原文意思就是说，愿意把自己放在一个权柄的底下，然后降服于他。
It says the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
而且第一节后面就讲，没有一个权柄不是出于神的。
That word appoint means they have been arranged to bring about order.
那掌权的都是神所命的，这个命就是代表要带下次序。
So God arranges order in society and delegates his authority to those particular people.And organizations.
所以神对这个我们人类所处的社会，他都有他所定的次序，然后他要所有的人都要顺服在那个次序里头。
And the Bible says that the powers that be, or the authorities that we come across in our life, they have been put in place there by God.
从刚刚读的经文就很清楚看到，我们在人世的这个人世间的社会所看到的这些权柄，都是出于神所安排。
So if we find ourselves resisting authority.
所以如果我们发现自己开始去抵挡这些权柄，
we are resisting something God put in place for our benefit.
它其实就是我们是在抵挡神他放在我们生命当中的一些权柄次序。
And there is a terrible consequence for doing this.
那一旦我们这么做，就有很可怕的后果。
So God establishes order by setting in place a chain of command.
所以神他是借由他所设立拣选的这些的权柄，带下一连串的次序。
A chain of command is an order or rank.Of people.
那我们知道这样的一种命令，它其实就是包含的要恢复次序。
It has nothing to do with a person's importance.
那这个跟一个人他的价值和重要性无关。
It's nothing to do with their value to God.
跟这个人在神面前的价值无关。
God values all people equally.
首先我们知道神看重每一个人。
But he creates order.
但是他要有次序。
So he'll set someone in charge.
所以他会拣选一些人负责。
And then order people under that chain of command.
然后再派一些人在底下要顺服那个命令。
So for example, in the home and in civil authorities, the church and in work, there is an order or chain of command.
比方说在家庭，在一般的这个社会、民间政府，或者是在学校，我们都会看到有一连串这样的这种所谓的命令。
Let's have a look in the home.
我们来看家。
1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. I want you to know the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God the Father.
我们先来看哥林多前书11章3节。我愿意你们知道基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
So notice that there is an order.In the spiritual world and the natural world.
所以从这里我们知道，不仅是在灵界，也在我们一般的实质环境都有次序。
God the Father is supreme authority.
首先，我们的天父这位父神，他是至高权柄。
Jesus Christ the Son is subject to Him.
然后，神子耶稣基督是顺服于这位天父。
So the head of Jesus is God the Father.
所以这个耶稣基督的头就是父神。
And Jesus serves His Father as a son serves a father.
那这个耶稣他就像一个这人子神子的一个身份来顺服服侍他的神。
Christ is the head of the man.
在婚姻当中，这个男人是女人的头。
And the man is the head of the woman.
基督是男人的头。
Now this is an order God has established.
那这个是神在家里头所安排的次序。
So we need to understand how that order functions.
那我们要明白这样的一个次序如何运作。
And submit ourselves to that.
明白之后，在降服于这样的次序里。
When a husband refuses to take up the responsibility of spiritual headship,
一个男人如果在家，他拒绝去挑起这样的一个属灵领袖的这样的责任
，He is rebelling against God's order.
那么他其实就是背逆了神的次序。
When a woman refuses to allow a husband to be spiritual head of the household,
如果一个女人她拒绝让她的丈夫成为她家庭的头
，She is resisting something God put in place.
那这个女人她也就是抵挡了神所安排的次序。
So husband and wife both need to learn how to function.In God's order.
因此，这个丈夫和妻子一起都要来学习怎么样的按照神的次序运作。
It's not some controlling, governing, controlling or dominating relationship.
那这种绝对不是一个互相彼此操控的关系。
It's a relationship which is from the heart, out of love.
而是一个从内心发自内心有爱的一个关系。
That's why when in Ephesians 5,
所以以弗所书第五章
Paul says, "Husbands, love your wife." Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
保罗他才会吩咐他说，丈夫，你做丈夫的应当爱你的妻子，就如同基督爱教会一样。
It is much easier for a woman to submit to a man who loves her and is interested in her welfare and gives himself sacrificially to her.
因为一般来讲，对女人她的天性，她本身是比较容易愿意去顺服男人，她的丈夫，然后做牺牲。
So spiritual authority is never coercive; it's never forced on people. It comes because of a relationship.
所以我们要认明的是，属灵权柄从来不是去强迫对方、要求对方，它乃是发自内心的爱。
Christ is the head, but we can choose whether we will surrender to that.Because we know He loves us and we're responding to Him.
虽然我们知道基督是头，但是也在乎我们自己要不要选择降服于这个头。我们会知道他爱我们，所以愿意降服。
In the civil area,
那我们
civil government,
我们来看一般的这个政府团体。
Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject to the higher authorities.
那我们从罗马书看到，就是在所有一切执政的。
Because God has ordered government.
那所以就知道神他已经有命定这个政权。
And so when we respond to government,
所以当我们对我们的政府他有所回应。
With a respectful attitude and with honor.
是带着这样的一个尊重、敬重的这样的态度。
We must see past the human being and must see we're responding to the authority of God.
那我们首先要能够先去越过这个看人外表的方式这样的一个从外表去看人，而是能够先认知到是神为最高权柄。
So when we resist or oppose a governmental authority,
否则我们就很容易去抵挡这个在我们国家上面的政权。
We can find ourselves in rebellion against God.
那最后其实我们是在背逆我们的神。
The governmental authority is responsible and accountable to God.
那每一个国家的政权也要清楚知道他们对神要负责。
Or how they govern.
他们对于怎么治理整个国家。
But we are responsible for how we relate to them and approach them.
那我们作为一个国民，一个公民，我们要为自己怎么样的顺服我们的政权负起责任。
In the church.
在教会里。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
我们来看以弗所书第一章22节。
It says, God has put all things under the head of Jesus Christ and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body.
一章二十二节，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
So the ultimate head or authority over the church is Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到教会他的头就是基督。
But God delegates that authority to leadership.
那但是在这个在教会里头，神又有拣选一些领袖。
So in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 8.
在哥林多前书。
12 and verse 28.
是十二章二十八节。
God has appointed in the church.
神在教会所设立的。
So God has set leadership into the church or order into the church.
所以在这地方，我们就看到神对教会有设立次序。
Firstly, apostles.
他就讲第一就是使徒。
That word first means the first in rank or in authority or in stature.
那这个第一在原文它的含义就是指是一个阶级的这种区别。
Second, prophets.
然后第二个就是第二是先知。
Third, teachers.
第三是教师。
Then after that, miracles, gifts of healing, helps, administration, variety of tongues.
其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的。
So God has set an apostles into the church.
所以神在教会先设立了使徒。
And they delegate authority and appoint leadership in the church.
然后这些使徒们，他们在为了教会的次序来拣选一些人，放在给他们权柄。
In harmony with the headship or leadership of apostolic ministries.
就让整个教会他们完全是在这个使徒性的这种领导底下，能够有。
In the work area,
那我们看到这个职场
There's also a chain of command.
在职场里头也是有这样的阶级
Colossians 3:23.
这是在哥罗西书的第三章第三节
We'll pick it up in verse 22.
我们来看第
Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, as unto God. For whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not men, knowing from the Lord you receive the reward of inheritance.For you serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们来看从第二十二节开始，你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为你们知道从主那里必得着基督为赏赐。
So it's making it very clear if you serve in a work area.
所以这个地方讲到我们在职场
There is a chain of command there.
它也是一样有这些的阶级权柄之分
And we have to submit to those who are in authority over us.
那我们就要去顺服在我们上面的权柄
Not with eye service.
那不是只是在外表
Meaning not just when they're looking at you.
那这个意思就是说不是在眼前就是说不是他们看着的时候才做
But a believer serves from the heart.
一个作为基督的信徒我们应该从心底里来服侍
Because they see past the human being.
因为我们能够去越过人外表所看的
They are really serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后真的明白说我们是在服侍我们的主耶稣基督
So it says when you're serving in your workplace,
所以他这个地方讲到你在职场上工作
set an example by a respectful attitude to your boss.
那你要向你的这个你的上面的主管能够活出一个这样的一个好的顺服的态度
serving wholeheartedly,
全心全意的来服侍工作
as if this was to the Lord himself.
就好像你是在服侍你的主耶稣一样
So where there is no chain of command,
但是在任何一个地方，只要没有这样的阶级层次
Everyone just does what they want.
那每一个人就会按照自己想做的去做
This is chaotic and disorder, and the demonic spirits are at work.
那可以想象那个地方一定是一片混乱，邪灵也很容易进入
Now Jesus himself obeyed this principle of submitting to authority.
就连我们的主耶稣他自己也是学会来顺服这样的权柄。
Jesus came to reestablish the authority of God on the earth.
那其实耶稣来到地上就是要重新的去奠定神在地上的次序。
To reestablish man's connection with God and a place of authority and power again.
那也是要重新的把人带到神的面前，然后恢复这样的一个权柄。
So he himself modeled submitting to authority.
所以他自己就示范出来怎么样的顺服权柄。
Even the Roman centurion recognized Jesus was a man who was under authority.
就连罗马人的百夫长，他们都认出耶稣是一个顺服权柄的人。
In Matthew 8, when the Roman centurion engaged with Jesus,
我们在马太福音第八章看到。有一位罗马的百夫长，他来找耶稣。
I'm in the army. I'm under authority. I follow commands.
他说：“我在军队里头，我本身就有底下人在这个顺服我。
I command men, and they follow me.
那只要我一发出命令，我底下的士兵就会听从。所以他就对耶稣讲
：I see you are under authority.
他说：我看到你也是一个顺服权柄的人。
You are following commands.
你是顺服命令的人。
So if you were to speak a word,
所以现在你只要说一句话
，then Sickness will yield to you, demons will yield to you.
所以我相信疾病和邪灵就一定会降服于你。
Jesus said, "Wow, you've got more faith than anyone I've seen."
耶稣他就很惊奇的说，哇，你比其他的犹太人还更有信心。
But let's have a look at Jesus' submission to authority.
那我们现在来看看耶稣如何顺服于权柄。
Firstly, in the book of Luke.
先来看路加福音。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章。
And Jesus, at the age of 12, was found in the temple.Seeking the religious leaders and seeking to learn because he was preparing for his calling.
在路加福音第二章，我们看到耶稣这个时候，他已经开始，他会要到会堂里头，然后要去学习，要去听他们的讲道。
And his parents left him behind, and they didn't realize that he was still back there in the temple.
那个时候呢，他的父母亲就先离开耶路撒冷城，然后没有发现耶稣没跟上来。
So they came and searched for him and found him in the temple.Speaking and asking questions and reasoning with the church leaders.
所以等他的父母回头来找他的时候，发现耶稣居然在圣殿里头与这个讲道的教导人的这些的这个拉比正在跟他们讨论。
And they said to him in verse 48, "Why have you done this? Look, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you."
我们来看第四十八节，他父母看见就很稀奇，母亲对他说：“我儿为什么像我们这样行呢？看哪，你父亲和我伤心来找你。”
And he said, "Didn't you know I must be about my father's business?" But they didn't understand.
耶稣说为什么找我呢岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗可是他们不明白
Then he went down with them to Nazareth and was subject to them or submitted to them
他就同他们下去回到拿撒勒并且顺从也可以说顺服他们
So he submitted to his parents who didn't understand the call on his life
所以虽然他的父母不明白他身上的呼召他在那个时候也选择顺服
And the Bible says he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men
接下来第五十二节圣经就说耶稣的智慧和身量比神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
So even at the age of 12, Jesus understood the principle of authority and positioned himself under the delegated authority in his life, which was his parents.
所以即便耶稣当时只有十二岁，但是他已经很清楚的要顺服于神的权柄，而且也知道要顺服神所为放在他生命拣选出来的权柄。
So Jesus recognized if he was to walk in spiritual authority,
神他就耶稣他明白，只要他走在这个属灵权柄里头
，he needed to recognize the authorities God had put in his life and submit to them.
他能够去认出神放在他生命里头的一些的权柄，然后愿意顺服。
And God blessed him.
神就会赐福他。
When we're going to return,
那我们待会回来。
We're going to look at another example of Jesus submitting to authority.
我们会再来看另外一个耶稣顺服权柄的例子。
And see how his ministry was full of authority and power.
那从那个例子我们看到耶稣因为这样他就充满了能力。
And we're going to look at our need to submit to and position rightly with delegated authority.So we can operate in power.
然后再也会来谈到我们自己也要明白我们的需求，然后知道怎么样顺服神放在我们生命当中一些权柄，然后因着这样的顺服会带来什么样的祝福。
Join us again after the break.
所以我们休息回来之后再继续谈。
Welcome back to Good TV and to our series on spiritual authority.
欢迎大家回来继续收看我们今天所讲的属灵权柄这个系列。
Today's session is on delegated authority.
今天特别要谈的是神所拣选分别出来的权柄。
If we wish to have authority over evil spirits and to defeat them, we ourselves must be submitted to authority.
如果我们希望看到自己的生命不管在何时何地都能够成功的抵挡魔鬼 首先就要顺服权柄。
We saw in the last session how Jesus himself submitted to authority.
前面我们刚才有谈到耶稣他是如何的顺服权柄。
Firstly, when he was 12 years old,
首先第一个是他12岁的时候
he placed himself under the authorities of the temple leadership.
他第一个，他进入圣殿，他就顺服在圣殿里头的这个权柄。
But his parents didn't understand and took him away.
但那个时候，他父母不明白，把他带走。
And he submitted to his parents' directives.
然后在当下，他又马上顺服他父母的这个权柄。
Not reluctantly, but from an open heart.
他不是不愿意、不情愿，而是一个甘心乐意的顺服。
At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he did an unusual thing.
那另外，我们看到耶稣在一开始服事的时候就做很稀奇的事。
It says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13.
这是在马太福音第三章十三节。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized of him.
当下，耶稣从加利利来到约旦河见了约翰。
That's many, many miles Jesus came.
这个是他走了好几里路。
And John tried to stop him saying, well, I need you to baptize me. Why are you coming to me?
因为耶稣是要受约翰的洗，但约翰想要拦住他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？
And Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for it's fulfitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
And when Jesus was baptized, immediately came up from the water, the heavens were opened, the Spirit of God came down and descended upon him and alit upon him like a dove, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
十六节，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
John the Baptist was the only person preaching on the kingdom of God.
在当时候，只有施洗约翰他一直在传讲神国的福音。
He was God's appointed messenger.
所以他是神所亲自拣选的一个使者。
He was God's ordained authority.
他是神所设立的权柄。
And before Jesus began his own ministry,
而且是在耶稣开始侍奉之前。
Even though he was the Son of God,
虽然他是神子。
Even though, of course, he was greater than John,
虽然他的地位比施洗约翰伟大。
Even though his ministry would be greater,
虽然他的侍奉也会比约翰伟大。
He submitted himself under the ministry of John.
但是在他开始侍奉之前，先选择愿意顺服施洗约翰。
He placed himself under the authority of John.
他把自己放在施洗约翰底下的权柄。
And submitted to John's ministry.
然后顺服于施洗约翰当时候的事工。
And John tried to stop him, saying, "Well, you're greater than me. It should be the other way around."
但是施洗约翰他认出耶稣他的侍奉和权柄，他说不应该这么做的。
But he said, "No, it's important that we fulfill righteousness."
但我们清楚听见到这个耶稣他就说，我们应当尽诸般的义。
That we follow God's order.
意思就是要顺服神的次序。
So he submitted to John's ministry.
所以他顺服于耶稣，这个约翰的这个侍奉。
And as a result of that, his own ministry emerged.
那因为这样，他自己的侍奉就从此展开。
So submission to authority brought Jesus' ministry forth.
所以因为耶稣他选择先顺服权柄，他就打开他整个的侍奉。
Which is one of the reasons we need to be submitted to authority.
这也就是我们要顺服权柄的原因之一。
It's for the release of our own ministries.
也是为了能够展开我们个人的侍奉。
Jesus was also submitted to his heavenly Father.
我们也看到耶稣他在地上顺服他的天父。
So in John chapter 6,
这是在约翰福音第六章。
And verse 38,
第三十八节
I said, I have not come down from heaven to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
在三十八节，他讲到说，我因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
So Jesus is effectively saying this, I have no ministry of my own, I'm acting as my Father's representative.
这个地方其实耶稣是在告诉我们，他在这地上不是来发展自己的事工，而是要做神差派他来做的事。
He's effectively saying, I'm acting under authority, doing what God has called me to do.
他其实就是在讲，我其实是来在这地上要去做神他差我来要完成的事情。
If at any point Jesus had operated independently,
任何一个时候，他如果是不想要按照这个神的心意来做
，He would have come out from being under authority.
那他就是偏离了神的这个权柄
，and would have lost his authority over evil spirits.
他就会丧失自己的这个权柄，没有办法来制服魔鬼。
So if you act outside the authority God's placed in your life,
所以如果你也是一样，你偏离了神他放在你生命当中一些权柄
，You are out of God's order.
那你就是偏离了神的次序
，and you become open to demonic.
你就为自己打开门，让邪灵会进来。
We're going to look at the consequences of this shortly.
我们待会就会来看这样的一个后果。
So I want to look at this area as to why people rebel against authority.
那我们接下来来谈一谈，为什么会有人他们悖逆神所拣选的一些权柄。
What are the consequences of that?
以及来看他悖逆的后果。
So firstly, why do people rebel?
第一个，我们来看为什么会有人悖逆。
Let's go back and look again in Romans chapter 13.
我们来打开罗马书第十三章。
And verse 1 and 2.
第二节。
And let every soul be subject to governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
第一节，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
So whoever resists the authority,resists the order God has created, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
So this is why people resist applying themselves or fitting into God's order.
从这两节我们来看，为什么会有人他们抗拒神所拣选的一些权柄。
Let me give you five reasons people resist authority.
我会列出五个原因。
Number one, they fail to understand God's kingdom order.
第一个是因为他们不明白神国里的次序。
They just don't understand how God has ordered the things to work.
他们很单纯，只是不明白神国的事情是怎么样运作。
Secondly, they fail to see the authority as representing God, and they fail to see what they carry from God.To help them.
第二个就是他们没有去看到神放在他们生命当中的一些权柄，然后也就没有看见到要借由顺服这样的权柄，他的自己的事工才会开展。
Thirdly, they become familiar with that person, and they have room to see their shortcomings, so they think I don't need to submit.
第三个是因为他们与这个在上面掌权的人因为变得很熟悉，以至于他们会看到他们这些权柄身上的一些的缺点，就开始就会想背逆。
The fourth reason is just pride and ambition.
那第四个理由就是单纯是自己个人的骄傲。
People full of their self-importance want to get themselves ahead and not submit to anyone.
因为他们想要抬高自己，非常的骄傲，所以他们就不愿意来顺服上面的权柄。
And the fifth reason is fear.
第五个原因就是惧怕。
When people have been hurt by those in authority,
比方说过去曾经被上面的权柄
伤害。Who have misrepresented God to them,
因为上面权柄的人过去他们没有正确的表达神的心意。
They feel afraid of being hurt or controlled.
所以现在他们害怕被操控。
And instead of handling the hurt and the wounds by grace and forgiveness,
他们没有选择先来把自己的伤害交给神，然后得到医治。
They rebel against that authority, and then many other consequences come on their life.
反而直接出于惧怕就背逆上面的权柄，然后也因为这样就带来可怕的后果。
So how do people rebel against authorities?
那我们看人是怎么样的来背逆神所放在他们上面的权柄。
You may not recognize that you are in rebellion against people over you in various areas of your life.
有些时候你可能自己都没有察觉你已经背逆了在你上面的权柄。
So let me explain some of the ways that people rebel.
所以我现在来稍微举几个实际的例子帮助你明白。
Remember, rebellion is an issue of the heart.
首先第一个我们要知道背逆是一种心态。
Submission is an issue of the heart.
顺服也是一个心态。
And when I want to walk in kingdom authority,
当我想要走在神国里的属灵权柄
I recognize the king and those he's placed in various places of authority around my life.
那很重要，首先我要先认识我的王是谁，然后也要认出他所放在我生命当中的一些权柄。
So let me list for you a number of ways that people behave that evidence there's rebellion in their heart.
所以我现在来举几个实际的例子，帮助你能够去认出你自己有没有在这些方面来背逆。
It may be a wife against her husband.
有的时候是妻子背逆她的丈夫
Maybe children against their parents,
或者是儿女背逆她的父母
Maybe a worker against their employer,
有可能是员工背逆她的主管
Maybe you against civil authority,
或者是你自己本身背逆你的这个政府
Or maybe a church worker against a leader or pastor,
或者是教会的同工背逆教会的一些领袖或者是牧师
so, Let me give you a few evidences so you can recognize what rebellion looks like.
所以我现在来举几个实际的例子帮助你能够分辨出来
Number one,
第一,
they resist correction or discipline or training.
他们拒绝接受任何的训练或者是一些修正。
When we resist correction,
当我们拒绝被人纠正,
when we resist feedback that'll help us grow,
或者是拒绝别人给我们的一些回应,
we are rebelling against someone God has appointed to help us mature.
我们就是拒绝神他放在我们生命当中一些来帮助我们成长的人。
A second way that people manifest rebellion,
那第二个,
is by complaining and criticizing their leaders.
就是抱怨或者是这个批评他们的领袖。
In Numbers 12:1-9, Miriam complained about her brother Moses.
在民数记第十二章，我们看到米利暗他来批评背逆他的这个弟弟摩西。
Moses was a great leader.
因为摩西当时是伟大的领袖。
He was the man of God who was led them into freedom.
他是神所拣选，然后带以色列民得到自由的人。
But because Miriam was his sister,She felt she could criticize his wife.
但这个米利暗因为她觉得自己是姐姐，她就有这个资格来批评她这个摩西的太太。
And when she criticized Moses and his wife and his marriage, God judged her by bringing leprosy upon her.
当她开始批评她自己的弟弟和她弟弟的这个婚姻关系，她自己就受到神的审判。
The third way rebellion manifests is refusal to follow instructions.
那第三种一种悖逆，就是说拒绝按照所指示给我们的这样的一个吩咐。
In 1 Samuel chapter 15, Saul was given a mandate from God through the prophet Samuel to go and destroy the Amalekites.
这个在撒母耳记上面，撒母耳记上，我们看到这个撒母耳先知很清楚的指示扫罗要怎么样的去这个完全的消灭他们的敌人。
But he only partially obeyed. He just did what he wanted to do.
但是他不愿意完全的照着这一个先知的吩咐。
He did not complete the task as directed.
所以他没有按照先知给他的指示完全的去做。
He refused God's delegated authority.
这个就是他拒绝去顺服神所拣选的权柄。
I regret I've given him this role.
以至于神他就说我后悔我选择了扫罗。
Another way that people show rebellion.
另外一个人们悖逆的方式
is they follow instructions, but they do it my way, my time.
就是他们表面上好像顺服了他们所得到的指令，但是是按照他自己的方式去完成那个指令。
That's called passive rebellion.
那这种叫做一种消极式的顺服。
It's not directly saying no, I won't do it.
他不是真的直接说我不要做。
It's saying yes, I'll do it.
他是表面上说我愿意做
but you do it in your time, your way.
但却按照自己的方式自己的时间去做
Again, Saul was guilty of doing that in 1 Samuel 15.
那这个在撒母耳记上第十五章我们看到扫罗犯了这个错
Another way that people rebel is they claim equality with the leader.
另外一个方式悖逆的方式就是我们会去强调我们和领袖有同样的这个权利
In Numbers 16 verse 1 to 3
这是在民数记的第十六章。
Korah came to Moses.
我们看到可拉来到摩西面前。
Said, Who do you think you are? Are you more important than us?
可拉直接告诉摩西说：“你以为你是谁呀？觉得比我们重要吗？”
We're also important to God.
我们也一样在神面前很重要。
We're also priests and kings.
我们也一样是做祭司、做君王的。
So he claimed equality with Moses.
所以他来表明自己和摩西是有同样的权利。
And manifested rebellion.
那这个其实就是一种悖逆。
And God judged him for this.
那因为如此。神就审判他。
But it's always interesting when you find someone who's got rebellion like that.
所以你看到只要有人是用这种方式
被逆 They always draw others to them with the same attitude and spirit.
他也很容易的就会去吸引一群跟他有同样这种心态的人。
Another way people rebel is by exalting themselves and their own opinions.
另外一种悖逆呢，就是好像会抬高自己，然后不断强调自己的意见想法。
2 Samuel 15, Absalom, David's son, did this.
那这个在撒母耳记下第十五章，我们看到大卫的儿子亚沙龙就是如此。
He spoke to people, said, "Well, if I was in charge, I would really do things differently around here."
我们可以看到他在这里面呢，他就会跟他的一些百姓去讲说，如果是让我做王，我会做这些事情。
So a seventh way people rebel is they undermine the authority of the leadership by speaking against them.
所以刚才我们举了七个例子，让你能够去看到人们有这些不同悖逆的方式。
Another way that they rebel against leadership is by gathering discontented and offended people.
那还有另外一种悖逆，就是我们好像会这个呼朋引众的，然后就一起聚集起来，开始去想一些我们想要悖逆的方式。
Again, Absalom is a great example in 2 Samuel 15.
那刚才讲的这个撒母耳记上第十五章的下的第十五章，亚沙龙就是。
He met with people.
他找了一些人
he flattered the people,
然后去好像哗众取宠
he listened to their story and their hurts,
故意去听他们讲的一些的伤害啦他们的故事
then he began to undermine the king,
然后就开始在他们的面前开始就批评这个王
king isn't listening to you, he's not treating you right.
所以你看对啊王都不听你们的故事
but if I was leader, I would do something about this.
今天换作是我做王就不会这样子的忽略你们
the Bible says he stole the loyalty or stole the hearts of the people to himself.
圣经很清楚讲到他就窃夺了这个好像偷取了人对这个君王的心。
So a person with rebellion in their heart,
所以一个人心里头是悖逆的
will undermine leadership,
他们就会看清这个上面有权柄的
faults,
然后去抬高自己
and spreading offense,
然后开始就在人群的当中去播散这样的一种心态
promoting themselves.
那换句话说也是在抬高自己
It's a very common thing that happens in churches.
那通常在教会常常会看到这种事情。
And when people have got rebellion in their heart,
一个人只要内心悖逆
they will gather other offended, rebellious people.
他们就会开始去找一些他们这个内心有伤害的人跟他们一样。
Another thing that people who are rebellious is in the end, they step out, want to start their own ministry.
那通常有这样的一种悖逆心态的人最后你会看到他们自己想要开始成立事工。
They were never sent by anyone.
从来不是被差派出去
They just went.
他们就直接就走出去
They were self-starters.
他们是一个想要自己去创业的人他们完全不是顺服在任何权柄祝福底下 也不愿意降服在任何一种权柄底下
Every case in the Bible where people did this,
每一次圣经看到有这种状况
the end was disastrous.
那他们的后果都非常凄惨
When we rebel against the authorities God has put in our life for our good,
所以一旦我们去悖逆神放在我们生命当中一些上面的权柄
we are rebelling against God's order,
其实就是在背逆神的次序。
And there are serious consequences.
那一定会有可怕的后果。
So what are some of the consequences of rebellion?
那接下来我们来看有哪一些后果。
I suggest you study the life of Miriam and Saul and Korah and Absalom.
所以鼓励大家一定要好好的回圣经去看我们刚刚所讲到的，不管是亚沙龙、米利暗，或者是可拉这些人。
And you'll see the consequences were disastrous.
你就会看到这些人他们后面的后果。
But let me give you just a list of the consequences of rebellion.
那我现在简单的列出几个后果。
Number one.
第一。
Cursing.
咒诅。
You move from blessing of God into cursing.
你就会从神的祝福底下进到咒诅。
And blessing means an empowering to succeed.Cursing means an empowerment to fail.
那所谓的祝福，简单来讲，就是让你所做的一切都顺利。然后咒诅就是你缺少能够兴旺的一个能力。
Romans 13:2, when you resist what God has ordered, you bring judgment on yourself.
刚才看到罗马书13:2就讲，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
Secondly, you give.A demonic or a legal right for demons to access you.
那另外所以第二种后果就是你直接就让邪灵有权利进入你的生命。
In Ephesians 2:2,
在以弗所书2:2,
the demonic spirits work in the children of disobedience.
很清楚讲到邪灵或那恶者，他是运行在悖逆之子身上。
Thirdly, demonic spirits will trouble you.
那第三个就是邪灵恶者他会来折磨你。
In Proverbs 17:11.
Proverbs 17:11. 在这个箴言书的第17:11,
it said the wicked man who rebels.
他讲到说那个悖逆的恶者。
A cruel messenger will be sent against him.
那就会有一个非常残酷的这种信息会传到他的面前。
That's exactly what happened to Saul.
或者就是坏消息，那这就是扫罗面对的。
And eventually became suicidal and committed suicide.
所以他最后就是成了一个好像就是有自杀倾向的人。
Barrenness.
还有一个就是我们讲说是一种荒废的。
Your ministry becomes dry and without anointing of the Holy Spirit.
没有生产力的，比方说你的这个侍奉，你就会看到不结果子。
In Psalm 68:6, it tells us.
在诗篇的68篇，我们看到。
The rebellious dwell in a dry land.
一个悖逆的人，他会居住在一个荒废之地。
So if your life is without blessing in some area.
所以如果你发现生命有一些的领域里头好像没有祝福。
Consider whether you may be rebelling against God in that area.
你可能首先要去思想，是不是在那些方面有哪一个部分悖逆神。
A fifth situation that happens.
第五种后果。
Is you begin to operate unlawfully or you operate in witchcraft.
那就是你会开始行在一种不法或者是巫术的这样的一种权势下。
Whenever you violate the boundaries God sets.
任何一个时候你只要去违背了神量给你的这样的领域。
When you operate outside what God has set for you.
然后你去跨越出了神所量给你的界限。
This is considered witchcraft. It opens the way for witchcraft spirits to come.
其实这就是一种巫术的灵，巫术的心态，那你就会落入到巫术的底下，在运行。
1 Samuel 15:23,
那这个在撒母耳记上第16章。
Rebellion is as witchcraft.
他就有讲到悖逆就是一种行巫术。
And lastly, you experience Jesus' disapproval.
那最后一种后果我们看到的就是你会从耶稣那边，耶稣他就会不认同你。
Let's read this in Matthew 7.
在马太福音的第七章。
And Jesus said in verse 21, Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
21节，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
For many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, who...You who practice lawlessness.
当那日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”我就明明地告诉他们说：“我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
Notice these are believers.
那首先第一个，这些都是信徒。
They are prophesying, casting out spirits, healing the sick in Jesus' name.
这些都是奉耶稣的名在传道、赶鬼、行异能、说预言。
So God is blessing what they do. People are receiving benefit.
那个甚至是看到很多人因着他们这样的侍奉得到益处。
However, notice the disapproval.
但是我们看到耶稣不认同他们。
He says many will be like this.
他就讲到说，有很多人会像这样。
In the coming day of the Lord, when we give account to Him,
但是一旦主的日子来到，我们每一个人要交账。
Many will say this.
那很多人会这么说。
Lord, Lord, didn't we do all of these things in Your name?
主啊，我们不是都奉你的名做这些事吗？
And I will declare to you.
但是耶稣他说，我要告诉你们。
I never knew you. Depart from me, workers of iniquity.
我从来都不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
The word iniquity means this.
所谓的作恶，它的原文意思。
To be without law.
就是不法的人。
To be independent.
而且是独立。
To violate the law,
独立自主违背神的律法
operate unauthorized.
那不是按照神的权柄来做。
So notice the two things. One, they operated independently without any authority.
所以第一个我们要认出的是，这些人不是顺服在神的权柄底下独立自主做事。
And the reason is lack of intimacy with Jesus.
那这样的一个我行我素的人，他们是缺少跟耶稣之间亲密的关系。
I never knew you.
所以耶稣他说，我从来都不认识你们。
The word know is the word deep intimacy.
这个认识他所讲的原文意思是一个亲密关系。
All ministry flows out of intimacy with Jesus and obedience to the Father's will.
所有一切的侍奉都一定来自于与耶稣有亲密的关系，然后来自于顺服神的心意。
When we operate independently and in rebellion against authority, God may bless the work but disapproves of what we have done.
当我们是我行我素的时候，也不按照，也不顺服在神所量给我们上面的权柄，那这个时候我们就是背逆神的权柄，背逆神的心意。
How much better if we recognize there's not only the direct authority of God, but there are other authorities, and we need to align with them.
所以你想想看，如果我们能够去不只是直接知道神是我们最主要的一个权柄，也能够认出神放在我们生命当中一些的权柄，又顺服，那不是更好？
Our first response and authority and alignment is with Jesus Christ, the head of all authorities.
当然，我们生命当中首先要先对准的，要顺服的，就是主耶稣基督。
Secondly, the senior leader of the organization we're part of.
那第二就是要顺服我们在生命当中一些职场或不同的一些领域里头的权柄。
And then thirdly, the immediate supervisor.
那第三是在他们底下，我们直接要负责任的那样的一个权柄主管。
Our highest priority is to Jesus.
所以最高的权柄一定是耶稣。
Then to the leader.
然后是在下面一些范围的权柄。
Then to the next leader down.
那再来是往下依此类推。
And the blessings are immense.
那一旦我们顺服，这个祝福极大。
We read in Luke chapter 3.
在路加福音第三章。
That Jesus submitted to John.
我们看到耶稣顺服施洗约翰。
Here's the outcome.
然后看到他的结果。
He walked in an open heaven.
就是他走在一个天打开的状况底下。
In blessing and favor.
他就走在一个神的祝福和恩宠底下。
The Father said, "My son, I love you."
天父他就说，这是我的爱子，我爱你。
God himself took responsibility for Jesus.
所以这个时候，神他自己就为他的爱子耶稣他负起责任。
God promoted Jesus.
然后第三，我们看到，神就高举尊崇耶稣。
Because when you're under authority.
因为当你愿意顺服权柄
God is responsible to promote you.
那神就要负责要来高举你
Fourthly, the anointing of the Spirit came and remained on him.
那第四就是从圣灵来的恩膏停留在他身上
And fifthly, Jesus was empowered for every test of character that he faced.
那第五就是看到这个耶稣他就得到这样的一个能力去行出他所有侍奉要去行的事情
How safe it is to be under authority.
想想我们愿意顺服权柄这是何等的一种有保障
Under the covering of someone,
一直停留在一个好像一个走在一个保护底下
Appointed by God,
这是神所特别拣选设立的
Responsible for you.
那他就他们这些人愿意为我们负责
It brings great freedom.
这会带来很大的自由
Because you walk in an open heaven.
因为你会你在你的上头天是开的
God takes responsibility for you.
神也愿意为你负责
God promotes you.
神会高举你
He puts his anointing and power on your life.
他会把恩膏能力放在你身上
And he strengthens you for any battle you face.
然后给你力量，让你能够去做你人生所要面对的事情。
Let me finish with this last question.
那最后我用一个问题来做结尾。
What's your relationship like with authorities God has delegated in your life?
你要想想，你和你神量在你生命当中一些上面的权柄的关系好不好？
Marriage,
婚姻。
Church.
教会。
The government.
政府。
The workplace.
还有你的职场。
Get your attitude right now.
现在就来修正你的态度，你要悔改。
Submit and align according to God's order.
要顺服，然后对准神所设立的这些权柄。
And you will experience a whole new realm of God's favor.
你会开始整个具有一个整个神恩宠的一个全新的经历。
God bless you. Join us for our next session on spiritual authority.
愿神赐福你们，也欢迎你们再回来继续收看我们所要讲的属灵权柄。